they grew up now. So your son isn't afraid of the dark now, but he...
Was afraid of the dark when he was a youngster.
Okay.
And he was afraid that of haunts. That a ghost might get him.
Okay, I was looking for the phrase. How about in the song about the old gray mare? You say, the old gray mare, she ain't what
she used to be.
Okay, another type of person. Someone who just leaves things around, forgets where he puts his wallet, or...
Careless. They're neglectful.
Okay, this kind of person, maybe you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Shirley, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Weird.
She's
off her rocker. She's nuts. She's gone bananas.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer for something
queer,
like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were off a little, you used the word queer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now, with the publication on homosexuals, we call them queers.
Right.
Way back, but that was silently because you seldom spoke of them. But yes, anyone that was a little different was queer.
Okay, but not so much anymore. Like, they don't use it the same way because of the homosexual. Like, would you ever today? Would you ever say he is a queer? Meaning that
no,
he's a little eccentric.
If I use that expression, it would mean that he's a homosexual.
Yeah.
That expression came in immediately after World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Because our people in France ran into so much of this in France that they came back with new words, and one of them was queer.
Mm-hmm.
A French custom.
Okay, how about a man who maybe is very sure of himself, he's very sure of his ways, he never wants to change. You might say, don't be so... He's not going to change his ways.
Stubborn.
Uh-huh.
You're stubborn. You're set in your ways.
Yeah.
You're too solid mm-hmm. for yourself.
Mm-hmm. How about some more maybe common words for it, like more slang type words? Do you ever use like pig-headed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Pig-headed is a good expression that we use, and it usually makes someone angry. You tell them you're too pig-headed for your own good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the type of person, I'm sometimes like this, where you lose your temper for no reason, like for the least little thing goes wrong, you say he's awfully...
Off his rocker, he flares up.
How about someone, okay, another word, this type of person is very easily offended or irritable. You might say, you can't joke with him, you know, he'll lose his temper, you say he's pretty...
It's not insulted.
Do you use the word touchy ever?
Yeah, touchy, yes, we do use.
Mm-hmm.
He's very careful when you go see him because he's touchy.
Right.
On almost everything.
Right. Okay.
And most people are touchy on certain subjects.
Right. And so this may be with a touchy person, you say, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get so...
Upset. Or aggravated.
Uh-huh. And if he's in this bad temper all the time, you say he's... Like, when you're in a bad temper, something's made you... Like, maybe something... Your wife or someone did something to annoy you or something, or...
To
said
upset...
Something you didn't like.
To upset me and aggravate me.
Aggravate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you can say that a young one, a child, is very aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
When they annoy you and annoy you.
Okay, and when they do, how does it make you feel? Like,
You're going to bust a blood vessel.
Okay. All right.
You're going to give me a stroke if you keep up that aggravation.
Right. You say you're angry?
Angry, yes.
Yeah.
You've made me mad.
Mad. Use that more than angry. You say mad. Uh-huh. How about some other terms for it, like